6.
In July, the captain of this ship called America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled to be steering along with the rest of you the best we can, trying to navigate a course. Wow, lots happening in Washington with healthcare hanging in the balance. Ultimately, climate control hangs there as well. Wondering if any of you have gotten off your duffs and written to your senators on climate control and expressed your displeasure or your pleasure at what could happen in the near future. On top of that, the economic situation closer to home for many, pretty bleak. Now they're talking about, some of the analysts anyway, 11% unemployment by the end of the year. And, of course, California is just a laugher as they are sinking deeper and deeper into debt. The IOUs, bank doesn't want them. Lots of people in California struggling. In fact, I have the personal example to tell you about. A good friend of mine in Los Angeles didn't realize her driver's license had expired on her birthday. Guess what? Went down to the DMV, realized, oops, it's closed. They have altered the hours, at least in her neck of the woods, because they can't pay the people. So those who are working for the state, maybe working a couple of days, maybe being furloughed all together. But how close is your state to winding up being in the same situation? In the meantime, we have this thing called a war going on in Afghanistan. Not a lot of conversation about it, but there are people there fighting day after day trying to snuff out the Taliban. I'll give you the latest on what we know. And speaking of fighting against an elusive enemy, that's exactly what the CIA does, and that's what they were created to do. But there's a big problem now because the CIA apparently had a program that it sounds like they never really used. It was kind of, as it was described, put on the shelf, but it was a secret program that was initiated after 9/11. It was stopped when Leon Panetta became the director of the CIA. He immediately went to Congress, told him about the program, said he had stopped it, doing his due diligence. Now he's getting shellacked for doing that, and Dick Cheney is taking a lot of hits lately, a lot of pot shots, because the vice president supposedly ordered the CIA to withhold information on this counterterrorism program. This had nothing to do with waterboarding, and there's not a lot of specifics about exactly what the program was. Not a lot has leaked out about it. It's pretty tight as a drum. But what's happening is there are some that want to see a full-scale investigation. What I'm saying, what I mean by as some, we're talking about lawmakers who feel like the disclosure by Panetta to the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees about Cheney's involvement, that, you know, something has to be done here. Something further has to be done. Not everybody's in agreement with this because, as I said, how it's being described is on again, off again, and never fully operational. So what does that mean? It was some kind of a tool that was put on this shelf, right, that wasn't used. Now, we know since May, Nancy Pelosi has not been happy. The Speaker of the House has not been happy with the CIA. And she's accused them of misleading Congress during a 2002 briefing on harsh interrogation techniques that are being used on terrorism, were being used on terrorism suspects. So this has now fallen out since then, but it doesn't have anything to do with waterboarding. It's something completely different. And Panetta is saying he stands by his May 15th statement, because if you remember, Panetta told CIA employees, we talked about it heavily on America Tonight, that in response to the Pelosi allegation that they were being misled, that it wasn't CIA policy to mislead Congress. And remember the letter from the House Dems asked Panetta to correct his statement because of the testimony. So it sounds like to me there are two different things. Number one, that they're talking about, and it's kicking up a lot of dust again at the CIA. Should the CIA comply with disclosure laws? Certainly. What happened then, though? What do we mean by a program that wasn't really used? What was it intended for, etc.? So the Democratic response and the Republican response is a little bit different, although one of the senators, John Cornyn from Texas, agreed with Dianne Feinstein, which has to be a rarity, that the CIA should brief the Congress and that they should have oversight. But here's the thing. To trot out the vice president, to go through this dog and pony show, to say it's his fault, it's all his fault, it's the same old theme. Here we go again. I don't care what you thought about the Bush-Cheney administration. I don't care what the economy, all the things. But can we not? Why do we keep going back into that? Why do we keep taking the step back? It's the step forward that we need so desperately in this country. It doesn't, at this point, how does it matter? And it doesn't seem as though this program was used, although we know very little about it, right? In the meantime, of course, on the Sunday shows, heavily talked about. And John McCain kind of alluded a little bit to the CIA, but also talked about the whole torture thing, because now Eric Holder, the attorney general, wants to pursue, apparently has this independent thing going, wants to pursue an investigation into the enhanced interrogation techniques and the whole Gitmo thing that means trotting out the pictures and all of that. And here is what McCain's response to doing something like that, what it would mean to our country and how we would look to those overseas.
I fought against waterboarding. I said waterboarding was torture. We passed the Detainee Treatment Act, which prohibited cruel and inhumane treatment. I have spoken out as forcefully as possible everywhere against what went on, and that we need. It harms our image so much around the world when photographs come out. And we all know that bad things were done. We all know that the operatives who did it most likely were under orders to do so. For us to continue this and harm our image throughout the world, I agree with the President of the United States. It's time to move forward and not. Well, the accountability, obviously, is that people's reputations have been harmed very badly. The question is do we want America's image harmed more by dragging this out further and further? You got to. What's going to be the positive result from airing out and ventilating details of what we already knew took place and should never have, and we are committed to making sure never happens again? I do not excuse it. I'm just saying, what's the effect on America's image in the world?
Yeah, see, I'd have to agree with John McCain. You hear what he says. Okay, we know that this happened, or I don't agree with it, but the bottom line is, by trotting it all out, what do we accomplish? You have to ask yourself, what do you accomplish by that? And the answer is absolutely nothing. I'll take that a step further, and you can certainly chime in as well. 800-259-5791. Tomas in Michigan, you're up next, buddy. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies.
All right, we're back talking a little bit about the CIA and what's going on now. A lot of the conversation over Dick Cheney and the program and all that other sort of stuff. And you just heard what John McCain had to say about going back into the vault over the waterboarding and the pictures of Abu Ghraib. And, you know, he said an interesting thing. Another thing that he said on that Sunday show, and I think he said it before, is that he talked to prisoners, to supposed an Al-Qaeda member, who told them that only helps the cause more when those photos are shown. So I agree with McCain, you know this, that there's just no reason why you have to release more. It's already been out there. There's already been much conversation about it in many other countries, and obviously in this country as well. So what purpose does it serve? Ultimately, that's what he's saying, and I agree. Now, this is a completely different program, but it sounds like it's a program they never used, that they never rolled out. They never, ever, ever did that. And it was probably 5 or 6 days after that Dick Cheney was on one of the Sunday shows, and it was Tim Russert's show, Meet the Press. And he said, if this was just days after 9/11, and he said that there were things that were going to happen, that there were some things, terrorist things, that were going to have to happen with the CIA, is what he was alluding to, covert operations that couldn't be known, blah, blah, blah. So now that's where this whole game is. The push to reveal, to dissect the two separate programs, and I just don't see what purpose this has for the greater good, and ultimately it's more of a gotcha thing. All right, so screw you, last administration. We're coming after you. We dealt with you for 8 years, and now we want ours. We want our chunk. And that seems, that's what it is. It's like, you know, it's like that, that bitter pill that they just swallowed and decided, nah, we're not taking, now it's our turn. We're going to punch back, and we're going to punch back hard. We're going to take calls in just a second here at 800-259-5791. But also, McCain, of course, was dogged a lot about Sarah Palin. What did he know? What didn't he know? Why did she suddenly resign? And he said she never talked to him before she resigned, but that she talked to him afterwards and explained to him a little bit more about the finances, about the family, about the attacks that were happening to her and how she didn't feel like she was serving the greater good. And here's what McCain said about Sarah Palin.
Well, I wasn't shocked. Obviously, I was a bit surprised, but I wasn't shocked. I understand that Sarah made the decision where she can be most effective for Alaska and for the country. I love and respect her and her family. I'm grateful that she agreed to run with me. I am confident she will be a major factor in the national scene and in Alaska as well. Well, how could she best serve? How could she most effectively serve Alaska and the country?
All right, so you heard that. Pretty much what he said is, I don't think, is a mystery. He wasn't, just like everybody else, he was ultimately told by her afterwards and thinks that her numbers are sky high. Of course, she's going to have some role in the GOP. It's just a question of what it is. Tomas in Michigan, you have the floor. What's up, my friend?
I'm just trying to recover from that really, really sexy song you had on there coming out of the break. That was, man. But anyway, I'm back on track now.
Okay? I gotcha.
Yeah, you know, you started off talking about the Pamplona thing, you know, where they had these bulls facing humans and everything. And just, you know, listening to your sing-song, beautiful, rhythmic way of bringing out the news, I started putting everything together much easier, much more. It just makes it so much easier to see what, you know, how all the pieces fall together. And it's, you know, there's so much bull in the talk of climate change.
Uh-huh.
And who, of course, is behind it? Gore. So we are getting gored. And it's in climate change. Anyway, that's, you know, some other day I'll make a song about it.
But I'm pumped. I got it. That sounds like lyrics to me, brother.
But, you know, you also were talking about people trying, when they gain power, trying to persecute the people who were in power before. Now, that happens a lot in the immature banana republics, you know, where, let's say, you know, Gustavo whatever, you know, was the ex-president, and now, you know, Ramon whatever is the new president, and first thing they do, man, is they start going after Gustavo, you know. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is people says, you know, I'm not going to go into politics because after you finish your 4 years, man, you have to do like 10 years in jail. It just, you know, everybody, you know, bumps on you after you get out of power, and they'll come up with these crazy little things that, you know, you accepted, you know, a cup of coffee, and then you were on TV, and so you were actually given in a way to that coffee company or something like that. So people have to recognize that's what's going to happen if we start attacking the people who are leaving office. You know, if you want to attack them, do it while they're in office.
Right.
But once they're out of office, unless, you know, they murdered somebody, you got to try and push ahead, not live in the past. And you know, the Palin thing, I have a question, okay? Palin leaves office because there's too many frivolous lawsuits. So she gives it to the lieutenant governor. Now, what if they hit him with, you know, 50 frivolous lawsuits? What's he going to do?
He's going to be in the same boat. Exactly. It's the same circle,
you know?
Right.
And then what if he does well? What if he defends himself? How does that make Palin look? You know? I mean, and what about all the other governors, you know, across America, if they get, you know, hit with frivolous this and frivolous that, are they supposed to say, you know, I can do better, you know, with a TV show? And you've got to be able to understand when you get into that position of leadership, just like you, you know, you are out there. Everybody knows your name, you know, and when you make a statement, you probably get all kinds of emails, you know, and you probably get threats. Who knows?
It's funny you bring that up. I have gotten threats. I've gotten threats from you know, people, I'll just say, threats from Arab-related lawyers. How's that?
People who
defend and decide they put me on anti-Islamic websites. But that's most of the talk shows,
you know,
I think, in America.
I think it would be really interesting for you to spend a couple of minutes to tell people how to stand up in that situation. Because in this day and age, when there's so much information out there, people can easily find out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And they can start threatening you.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the front lines of that, I'd love to hear how you do it. Maybe not right now, but if you can, sure, but maybe,
sure,
you know, some other day. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Tomas, thanks. It's interesting. You know, I don't think of it that way at all because I have passion for what I'm doing, and I think that I feel really lucky to be in the position, because whatever I was doing, I would hope, and I hope many of you listening to me have that same feeling at whatever it is that you're doing for a living, that you're pursuing that. But, yeah, things come with the territory, absolutely. Even in sports, that happened to me. I got a couple of death threats from, and one of them they took seriously because this was somebody who had done it to some other people, because I preferred the Mets to the Yankees, which I never said on the air, and what a silly thing, huh? But people, you know, people have, there are lots of kooks, let's just say, out there. In my case, though, it's different than a politician. In the case of the politician, when you get into politics, you know, there's thorny things that you have to try and avoid. And then ultimately the question is, who do you owe? And then how does that come back to haunt you? And then who has what on you? And who took a picture of what that looks like it's something it's not? Or it's like you said, there's so many ways to get access to information that sometimes it's exaggerated. In the case of Sarah Palin, and John McCain said it, whether you like her, don't like her, have really no feeling about her, her family did get pummeled a lot. But other politicians will say that they've had to do the same thing. They've had to weather the same storm. Bush, remember his twin daughters with the drinking and getting caught in Austin? The Clintons, Chelsea Clinton, I think they sheltered her a lot. That happened more after they were out of the White House. Go back to Amy Carter. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at that, and ultimately you do have to have some cash or some backing to defend yourself. More calls next.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At the tail end of America tonight, this hour, sports shorts, Lance Armstrong representing at the Tour de France. What a big bounce back for him. I'll tell you how he's doing. I've been watching a ton of it. Also, a no-hitter in baseball, probably one of my favorite things. You know, I've never seen one live, but I've seen them on the tube a few times, as many baseball games as I've gone to. We're also talking about, obviously, the cesspool of politics and just how sticky it is in the thicket. Once you get involved, obviously, and you heard what I was saying about the CIA and now Eric Holder opening up the can of worms again over enhanced interrogation techniques and where's that gonna go, et cetera, et cetera. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
I know I gave you a couple of days off last week because I know some of your emailers have said you've given me too much time. But I want to back up something that I said in the past. But before I do, your last caller was right talking about banana republics if we allow this Justice Department to go after the other, the former administration, but not defending the former administration anyway. Listen to this and see if my logic is incorrect. Remember when Congress had a 9% approval rating with the American people? 9% it was. The American people just were disgusted with Congress, both parties. Why do you think the bureaucracies, or other bureaucracies, CIA or the executive branch, would hold Congress in contempt? Why wouldn't they? They think that most congressmen have their heads up their rear end. They're not. My issue is they're not representing me. So why wouldn't they have secret interrogation? There's also supposedly under Dick Cheney's command there was there's an assassination squad going around the world taking people out. But my question to you is, when this current administration, the Obama administration, which it will do, when it does extra legal or illegal activities, will they be held to the fire by the next administration? Or for God's sakes, will this media that's in their palm of their hand, because it's controlled by General Electric, will they even report on it? It's mind-boggling what we're turning into here. But let me go back to just one call I made last week about where we're going in Afghanistan. I think 4 more troops were killed in Afghanistan. Are you still there, hon?
I'm listening.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jacob Sullum wrote a column in the New York Post on Saturday. Apparently, since 2001, Kate, in Afghanistan is producing 40 times as much opium as it did in 2001 before the invasion. It supplies 93% of the world's illicit opium. Okay, the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime are saying in Afghanistan and in Latin America, purity is going up, price is coming down. This war on drugs, which Afghanistan is a part of, has failed us for the last 100 years. And my point is, I don't know if your people have realized this, but I wanted to call you 2 weeks ago. I was reading in the Wall Street Journal, and this is all interconnected, if you just give me another 30 seconds. Mexico, the ruling party, did you know there was an election in Mexico? Calderon's party lost. The communist or the socialist in Mexico won. And they want to negotiate with the drug dealers down there, Kate. It's as bad. They realize the corruption is so terrible that they, now the party that won the elections in Mexico, want to negotiate with the cartels. May I ask you this? The Merida initiative that Bush started and Obama is continuing, they gave $750 million and they want to increase it to $1.5 billion of our money to fight the cartels in Mexico. But now the elected officials want to deal with the cartels. My question to you is, Kate, in America, if my logic is flawed, please call in and tell me, what the hell are we sending the money and helicopters and troops for if the governments are going to negotiate with drug dealers? We are so screwed, and I just don't understand where it goes. And I know this, you may not think this has anything to do with it, and I don't mean to filibuster, but you talked about economic woes in California, in my state of New York. Our governments are spending too much. They want to hand out IOUs. How far away is civil unrest, Kate? I mean, honestly.
I agree. I think, you know, it sounds cockamamie, and I definitely don't want to be on the edge of any kind of conspiracy theory.
Right.
But you're right. At what point does it crack in half where people have had it because they've got nothing? They have no place to go. There's tent cities coming up all over the place. In California, there's a ton of tent cities.
Right.
It's no joke. So how far away are other people from this same scenario? And what is the point where it's all one big blow up? You're right.
And if there is, God forbid, and I don't want anything, but some type of coordinated attack, they're saying a Mumbai-style attack was hatched in New York and was squashed. If it happens, I mean, you go to any supermarket, people are being put guns at each other's throats because they'll be taking the water and the food. I don't want it to happen. I'm sure we could probably recover. But and I'm not going to go into the point that it may be a coordinator or a conspiracy. But there's so much stuff going on. And I'm like, I'll just leave you with this. Get our troops the hell out of Afghanistan. And, by the way, Rush Limbaugh said that, or one of the guys filling in for him this week. He said that. And Billy Cunningham, I won't mention the call letters because of the radio shows. That wouldn't be fair. But these are two hosts that are saying the same thing now. What's the end game in Afghanistan? The end game is a pipeline and a continuation of the flow of drugs. Thank you, baby. I'll see you.
All right, yeah. The 90% we talked about on America Tonight many, many times, what I said last week, the fact that it's the heroin that's the world supplier, the main ingredient, obviously, when we talk about the opium coming out of Afghanistan, and that's the whole idea. And so the Taliban and ultimately Afghanistan and the money that's pumped through there, what is their main objective? Certainly not to have those fields destroyed. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey. First of all, with Tomas, he's right about a lot of things with Sarah Palin. I don't understand what she's doing. But there was 13 out of the 15 ethics violations that was found untrue against her. So she's got a lot of money wrapped up there, and that's just kind of a personal opinion of each person. But as far as Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was absolutely right. George W. Bush was absolutely right. I believe in the freedom of press. I believe in the freedom of speech. But I believe when you're fighting terrorism and you're putting stuff on TV 24/7 and you're showing where you're at and we're doing this in Fallujah and we're doing that, there's some things that have to be done covert. No
right.
war can be won out in the open and letting people know what goes on. And so they have to do some of these things. Now, the guy who we made president who preached, I don't remember if it was bipartisan or if he's just bipolar, because he keeps switching all around here. I mean, he's truly, once again, a political tool, or just a tool anyway. He wants to go after the former administration. He's got Eric Holder wanting to go after the former administration. But, you know, they keep forgetting about the Black Panthers in Philadelphia. Eric Holder didn't see no reason to do anything with. It was pretty much vote tampering as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this whole thing is just, can he not leave them? I mean, Bush didn't go after Clinton for all the things that happened. What was the guy's name they found dead in his office? And he had done a bunch of whitewater.
Vince Foster.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't mm-hmm. go after them, do a full-blown investigation. Come on, mm-hmm. give me a break. And you're right, you're absolutely right. Chelsea Clinton was not bombarded when she was a child. But once again, Obama's hasn't been. I think Sarah Palin's family was victimized without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And George Bush's daughter's there for a while till finally Bush said, you know what, that's personal. Jeb Bush's daughter she was pretty much pounced on by the media. Till Jeb Bush said, you know what, this is my family, this is my personal things. You worry about my governor. So,
right.
I mean, where do you draw the line? And like I said, we voted a guy in, and I've done been calling. And let me tell you something. I swear, okay, people that know me can tell you that I shoot straight down the middle, man, and I don't see color. I see just one color. As I tell a lady earlier today who jumped on me because I said something about Obama being an idiot. She told me I was a racist pig because that's the only reason white people are against him. And I said, look, I'm more like Martin Luther King than the rest of you because I didn't see white, black America. I see one America. And we vote, 8 million people voted for President Obama. I wasn't one of them, but it had nothing to do with race. It had to do with politics. But either way it goes, I mean, and we've got to quit that. We've come way too far for a country who has got more races in it than any other country to be jumping on this. And that's what they jump on all the time.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a card, it's a risky card, but I'm telling you, when you vote in a black president, and I understand that there are those ignorant people out there, but as long as we keep throwing color in there as an ignorant, you know, that shows ignorance, and that helps encourage ignorance. When I look at Obama, I don't see a black president, I see a Democrat.
Right.
That I don't agree with his views. You get where I'm coming from? And that's
absolutely
what really tort me off about the whole Black Panther thing. Guarantee to you, if a white man had been standing in front of Philadelphia, in front of the same hall, and said, you will vote for John McCain, they'd have filed charges and pressed him all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
If it had been a Hispanic that had been in there and said, you'll vote for John McCain, they would have done the same thing. And that really just pisses me off.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I agree.
They get so. And I know I got far off your thing, but either way it goes back to, you know what, because you call somebody an idiot, you don't agree with their views. I didn't call every person a racist that didn't like George Bush. And trust me, there's a lot of white people I could have called that for not liking Bush. But like I said, I'm still trying to figure out this president, whether he's bipolar or he really believes in bipartisanism, because I've seen him. He goes back and forth. He didn't want to open the door up. Holder took the door and he ran with it. Like I said, Eric Holder's a joke. So anybody work with Janet Reno, as long as he gets a joke.
Right, and where does it go from there, and where does it all end? Stu, thank you. Coming up next, imagine this 26-year-old from Puerto Rico, a guy who was actually struggling, a 2-8 record, and he pitches a no-hitter, his ERA almost 6. We got that next on America Tonight.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
I mean, right now I'm just going to go home and hang.
On the ground is short. Renteria is going to have to hurry. Here's his throw. Got him. One down in the ninth. Center field hit well. Hit very well. Rowan on the move. Rowan makes the catch. Two down in the ninth. Strike three call. Jonathan Sanchez has thrown a no-hitter here at AT&T Park.
How sweet it is to throw a no-hitter, particularly if you're Jonathan Sanchez. Things weren't looking good for the 26-year-old. His name had been in the trades as a possible person who would be dished lately between the Giants and the Padres. And, in fact, his name had come up a lot. Randy Johnson gets hurt last week, and suddenly Jonathan Sanchez takes the stage. He fills in maybe for just the one start, right? Because he's got an ERA at almost 6. And his record was 2-8, just pure record. So there he is, out on the mound for the 8th inning on Friday night. He had 6 more to go to become the first pitcher to throw a perfect game since Johnson had actually done it in 2004. And you heard the results there. Sure enough, he nails it. A no-hitter, really, out of nowhere. Good for Jonathan Sanchez. That's really is our feel-good story from the weekend. I think, do we have any applause from our studio audience? I know that by now, yeah, they're halfway through their energy drinks. How sweet it is. And again, the final was 8-0. 8-0. Yeah, they put him down big time. Did you happen to see any of the highlights of that, any of the video highlights, Matt, by any chance?
Yeah, I saw some of it, but I didn't have a chance to see the game or anything like that. I just caught, like, the little one-minute deal they did on ESPN. That's pretty much all I saw.
Yeah, but a huge moment.
Yeah, and definitely.
I mean, somebody who was definitely being talked about for trades.
And not a full-time starter either. Wasn't he in the bullpen for a while, too?
Yeah.
He had just came in
Absolutely.
Because Randy Johnson was hurt. So.
Right. So, and then here it comes, like I said, it really truly was a no-hitter out of nowhere. So that was, I think that was big doing, certainly, in baseball. And now it's all about the All-Star game. And I wonder how many of you, because, of course, you know, we're always talking about heavy, heavy politics, but I know some of you are sports fans as well. How many of you will waste a couple of hours in front of the tube watching the All-Star game? You know, probably because of my background and because I love baseball so much, I definitely will watch the All-Star game. It's in St. Louis. Some of you listening to us in St. Louis, what a great place, I think, to hold this All-Star fest, because it really is it's a celebration more than anything of, I think, of baseball. And one of my favorite player, Shane Victorino, got in at the last minute for representing the Philadelphia Phillies, and there was a wild campaign in Philadelphia to try and get him in. And I'll tell you, the Phillies have been tearing it up. They won the World Series last year, and he was a guy who'd never been to an All-Star game. So you know how they have those last couple of players that you can vote in, and that people were going door to door telling their neighbors to vote and all that sort of stuff. So eventually, he's a guy whose name, so he's going to the All-Star game. Matt, do you watch the All-Star games? No?
Every once in a while, just because there's nothing on as far
sports-wise.
As sports.
Yeah.
For this whole week, pretty much, until, you know, baseball starts up again, unless you're going to catch one of those fast and riveting WNBA games that are on. I don't know. But,
right, so most of us will be there watching the midseason classic if we're sports fans.
Yeah, I usually actually check out the Home Run Derby more than the
All-Star
game.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's a little more exciting. You get to see, I like watching, just not, you know, you see the home runs and everything, but it's fun to see, like, the players and the stars cheering on, you know, whoever, you know, their friends and whatnot who are hitting home runs. I think that's a fun time, too. And it's more like just relaxed atmosphere, and you get to see the superstars, you know, acting like kids again.
Absolutely. And so the 80th All-Star Games, the 80th time around, it's 8 o'clock Eastern, and it's this Tuesday, so it is kind of a dead week. The Home Run Derby, as Matt was mentioning, is the night before. I think it's always fun to watch that. I'm like that old commercial, chicks dig the long ball. I dig the long ball, so I like to watch it. And as I mentioned, for me, because my favorite player is Shane Victorino, And you know, that may be, I may be a little bit jaded there because there are other people in my family who just love this guy. So always the conversation when we're not talking about other things, if it goes to the Phillies, if it goes to sports, we're talking about him. So he ended up getting in with the, they call it the sprint final votes. And so enough people called in, voted in, and ultimately he gets to go to his first All-Star game. Well, he's not a first-timer. In fact, Lance Armstrong has won the Tour de France 7 times, but it's amazing at 37 years old what he has been able to accomplish so far. 9 stages, and he is in third place. He's definitely, definitely in striking distance. And he's, of course, in the mountain stages where Lance tends to perform really well, and it's been, I think it's been kind of fun to watch this. I've been watching chunks of it here and there. And, you know, you're talking about how many stages, 24 stages, something like that, to go through the Tour de France. Here's what he had to say about the tour overall.
Well, not really any different than yesterday. You know, I think the thing we have to keep in mind is we're in a good position as a team, and we've got guys up there. So we have a lot of cards we can play, and it's a long tour. I mean, Alberto is definitely strong. We can't deny that. He wanted to assert himself in the race, which he did. And, you know, we'll just keep focusing on the final week. I'm going to refuse to comment on that, but, it's, at the end of the day, we're all professionals, and even if there were some hurt feelings, we're going to do our job, and hopefully the breakaway goes, and AG2R realizes that these days are mountain days, but they're not necessarily that hard, and they probably can keep it together. And I mean, for that team, French team, at this race, it's probably really important to keep the jersey for, you know, 2, 3, 5, 6, however long. I mean, that would be a real highlight for them. So hopefully the breakaway works, that it's the right combination, and they ride all day. Or they ride 4 days, actually.
Okay, so Lance Armstrong, as I said, in third place. This is after 9. He says also that it's probably not going to be his last. Maybe he does one other tour, so I guess he's thinking of returning again. He's riding for a team called Estana, and he's riding without salary this time around. He's also saying he might launch his own team next year. And the teammate he's talking about, Alberto Contador, the 2007 winner, is definitely one of the favorites of this, which makes it interesting because the two of them are racing, obviously, as I said, on the same team. So it's shaping up to be like kind of a two-man battle between those two stars of that team. We'll see. And I think Armstrong was a little bit surprised in one of the moves he made in the Pyrenees Mountains on Friday, because they do several mountainous stages, and that was one of them. And Contador sprinted ahead, and just, man, the legs on this guy pushed ahead. It was pretty, it was pretty impressive the way he surprised, I think, Armstrong and everybody else. So Armstrong didn't do that. He just went with the flow and said it was an impressive attack at the end, and said, I probably could have gone, but I didn't see it coming, and it wouldn't be correct for me to go across, so I waited for the other guys. I expected them to be able to pull it back. They didn't, but that's life, that's cycling, and I had to do the right thing. So that kind of started a little back and forth between those two over him winning the race. Contador has a couple seconds on Lance, and the mountains, Lance, is that's his thing. He usually does really well. Now, I know you're not a big Tour de France person, Matt, but you are a fan of Lance Armstrong, of course, representing America, and I'm sure you're pulling for him, right?
He's the only reason anyone pays attention to cycling in the U.S. I know.
I would have to disagree with you there to defend the many cyclists that I see riding all over the United States. It's not huge, certainly, not like baseball, the sport that we just talked about, but there is a little bit of fandom in the United States. I think it's mostly because guys ride and then they know some of these teams and stuff. But there's no doubt that the sports fan of the big four sports, the normal sports fan, more like Matt, certainly, more like most people in the United States, absolutely would not be watching the Tour de France if it wasn't for Lance Armstrong, and he really has a chance to win this thing. Then I wonder what the French will have to say about his performance. You can always shoot us an email, americatonight.net.